tornado? Is it just a massive tornado? That whole, is it a whirly swirly and that's why it's a spot?
A whirly swirly. Is that a technical term?
Hi, I'm Ryan. I'm a science teacher.
I'm Cheryl, and I slept through science.
Each episode, we'll tackle a science question you may have learned in school, but can't quite remember or fully explain.
And I'll take the risk of asking the dumb questions so that we can all understand the science we slept through.
The bell has rung. Let's get started. Welcome to lesson 84. Cheryl, how is the solar system trip going so far?
It's so fun, and I'm learning so much about all the ways I could die in space. It's so exciting.
Isn't that fun? Isn't that fun?
It's really cool.
It is. I mean, I'm a little biased, but I agree. I think it's cool, too. Where have we made it to, Cheryl?
Well, we started at the sun.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been slowly working our way out from the center. Mm-hmm. And now we are all the way to Jupiter.
All the way to Jupiter.
Yes.
That's exciting. That's exciting.
It is.
Are there some things you already know just about the planet? Just some facts?
Okay. So I know it's huge.
Okay.
And it's like big, 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 like hard to comprehend.
Okay.
How big, big. I know it's, so then it's the first of the gas planets, if we're going in this order.
Okay.
And it has a storm on it. I think that's the big thing that I know. It's a spot that we know is a storm.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've heard something about sizes that like Earth could even like fit inside of that sort of something. I don't know. It's like, it's so much bigger that even like that little spot on it is actually like massive compared to our planet, something like that.
Okay.
I don't understand what kind of storm it is because, well, I mean, I guess most storms are happening in the medium of gas more than like, they're not solids or there's liquid if there's rain.
Mm-hmm.
But like, what kind of storm are we talking here? Like, are we talking like, is it a lightning and thunder situation? Is there just like extreme, like we've learned a little bit about weather. So I'm guessing there's like pressure.
Happening. Ooh, look at you connecting to previous lessons.
But like this storm is so intense that we can see it as a spot on the planet. Like that's an intense storm. And why is it in that spot? Is that spot moving around the planet? Or is it like in the same location compared to the rest?
Mm.
Of this big circle, and like, could I survive that storm? Or like, how long could I survive that storm? I guess is what
so
I would really like.
It sounds to me like the question for this week has something to do with the spot.
Yeah, I mean that's what's like really interesting if we're being honest with ourselves.
So you want to know all the things about the spot?
Yeah, and I want to know if I could survive that storm. Jupiter, or for how long?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's dive into the official pre-assessment here. You've mentioned several things that you had heard. Now I want you to make a guess.
Oh, gosh.
How big do you think the storm is?
I think it's bigger than our planet.
Okay. Now, when you say bigger than our planet, what do you mean by that?
What's the term? The diameter of our planet?
Okay.
And the distance between one end and the other on the spot?
All right. You also wondered if it moved or not. Do you think it moves?
Well, I would assume that it kind of moves because, like, that's kind of how weather works. That's the whole thing with a storm is that it's moving around a whole lot. That's, I think, kind of what a storm is. So then, like, I'm guessing that unless, like, everything else on the planet is kind of, like, heading in that same direction and then just, like, hitting those, like, high pressure and low pressure fronts. Like, I guess it could be similar to like how there's weather patterns here where like in the Midwest, there's tornadoes or whatever, you know what mm-hmm. I mean? Like, mm-hmm. and that continues to be where that is. So maybe it's like that, but I don't know how similar and different gas planets are when it comes to something like weather, because it feels like they're so different for so many reasons from here that it's hard to like understand like similarities then. Is it a storm that we would even like recognize like being close to any of our weather patterns on Earth, or are the is what the gases are made of so different and everything else so different that like we haven't even seen weather like that? Is there rain involved or any kind of liquid, or is it all in gas form?
And I love that this keeps turning into just questions instead of what you think.
But these are my thoughts. I just don't know if I have there. I guess they're my thoughts around the subject, but I don't know if I have thoughts on like what my guesses are.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cause it's such an unknown for me. Like all I've heard is like, there's a big spot and it's a storm.
Okay.
Like that's, yeah. And it's a gas planet. Those are the things I know.
Have you ever seen pictures of it?
Probably.
Like, do you have a mental image of it?
Yeah. There's like, some different like lines, I feel like, across the planet.
Okay.
And then the spot, I feel like kind of like, there's like,
if you're just listening on the podcast and not watching us on YouTube, you're missing some great hand motions from Cheryl right now.
I don't think it's like a perfect circle. It's more okay. Like it's more, can try to picture something. Yeah. I mean, okay, so as far as me surviving it though, because this is the interesting.
Yeah.
Obviously, I would die instantly for the number of reasons that we've already talked about if I was on Jupiter. Like, I wouldn't be able to breathe or, like,
sure.
I'm guessing there's more or less atmosphere than here. And so I'd get, like, crushed or freeze or, like, something would happen to my body.
Okay.
So I think it's more like, let's assume that I'm in some sort of spacesuit so that I'm not worried about just the general atmosphere or like what it's mm-hmm. like to be on Jupiter, but more like specifically in this storm.
Mm-hmm.
Like, am I just like instantly getting hit with a bolt of lightning? Am I getting, is my body being tossed around so much because it's such intense winds at all time? Like what's happening to somebody if there's like a person hanging out in that storm? Are they surviving even a minute, or are they just like, no, this is such a wild storm at all times that you are just dead? Not, you know, thinking about the part where you're also not breathing or other things like that. So.
Right. Cause you're in a space suit and you've got oxygen and we're just, or like, all those,
you know,
things. Yeah.
What would happen if you, I think we talked about, you know, like, can you really, you can't like stand on a gas planet. So then like, you know, I don't know if I'm like in some like Futurama reality where somehow I'm there in some way. And then just like, I'm in the storm in Jupiter. Like what's going on there? Is it a tornado? Is it just a massive tornado? That whole, is it a whirly swirly? And that's why it's a spot.
A whirly swirly. Is that a technical term?
I don't know. There's like all these other planets and things in our solar system we've been talking about, there's a lot of gaps in my knowledge about this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's okay. I think, I don't know that this may make you sad, but I kind of don't think you're going to be going to Jupiter, which means it makes sense that you aren't planned for what it would be like if you went.
That's true.
Cheryl, I think the way for us to start this whole thing is to look at an actual picture of the Great Red Spot on Jupiter.
Can see how accurate my shapes are, my hand shapes.
Your hand shapes, exactly. And you can kind of say, does this match the picture that you had in your head or not?
Okay, that sounds great.
Ready for that?
Yes, I am. Oh, yeah.
Does that match what you were thinking?
Yeah, because it's like the line that kind of then like leads to this spot that's a little more ovally than perfect circular. It's all like whirly swirly. And honestly, this looks like you like dumped a bunch of paint in water and then like swirled it around with your finger.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's beautiful.
It is beautiful. It's absolutely gorgeous. Couple other facts based on what you had said. Yes, the Great Red Spot is a little bit larger than the planet Earth.
Okay.
Right now, it actually has gotten smaller.
Oh.
When we first saw it, it was about three Earths across.
Okay.
And we have been observing it for about the last 300 years. This storm.
Are you serious?
Yep. This storm has persisted on Jupiter for at least 300 years. Probably longer, but we don't know because we didn't have telescopes and things to be able to actually see it.
Wow. That's so interesting.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah, I just would imagine that like insurance there would be pretty crazy is one of my thoughts.
Well, I mean, sure, that's probably that's probably true.
For the Jupiterites? There's a Martian, there's a Venetian. What's your name if you're on Jupiter?
You're a Jovian.
Ooh, interesting.
Yeah. So matter of fact, you talked about Jupiter being big and really big, and it is. It is the largest planet in our solar system.
Okay.
And it has a lot of things that are crazy about it, but it's pretty cool. So 99% of the mass in our solar system, if you were to take all of the things that are made of atoms in our solar system, 99% of it would be in the sun.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. That checks out.
And of the other,
about that for a second.
And of the other 1%, almost all of the rest of that is Jupiter.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's big.
That's big.
And it's massive. It has a strong influence on things that happen in our solar system. This is not something that we're directly talking about. What we had talked about, the asteroid belt and asteroids and impacts on Earth and things like that previously.
Yeah.
And we actually most likely have Jupiter to thank that we haven't had more asteroid impacts than we have had on Earth. Because things that may be flinging towards Earth, Jupiter is so big and so massive, it just pulls stuff to itself.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Wow.
And we have actually observed in the past impacts, and impacts is a little tricky because it's a gas giant, so it's not like physically hitting in the same sense, but definitely going through the atmosphere of asteroids on Jupiter. And I think even one comet, I think the Shoemaker-Levy comet, I think we saw impact Jupiter.
Wow. So life would be very different for us if we were the largest planet in our solar system then.
It would be on a number of levels. Yes.
Wow.
Yes, it would. Yep. The storm, which is a good way of referring to it, of the Great Red Spot. A few just sort of interesting facts about it, in case you're interesting. So it rotates, from our perspective, counterclockwise. So it goes around counterclockwise, or they call it an anticyclone. The storms are really deep. The storm itself is super deep. So the Great Red Spot, we're pretty sure, extends over 200 miles below the surface of
So is that part of why atmosphere. It's visible?
That's part of it. I mean,
how deep it is?
It is. It's also big. It's wide. So that's part of it too.
Yeah.
But that's partly why it has persisted for so long. It's a massive storm.
Hmm.
Those things don't just stop all of a sudden when you've got a storm going, you know, that's the size of the planet Earth and 200 miles deep. That's not something that just kind of stops spinning on a whim.
Yeah.
If you will. Yeah. It's pretty crazy. It's pretty crazy.
Wow.
One of the other things that I wanted to show you is a little bit, because yes, the storm is crazy, but the entire surface of Jupiter is a little crazy. The next thing I'd like you to show you is a video, and technically it was photographs that they stitched together into a video, but it basically will show essentially a time lapse of the surface of the planet Jupiter to give you an idea over time, what's happening on the entire surface, not just the Great Red Spot, to give you an idea. All right.
So we just see stop motion.
Yeah, it's going to look like video, but yes, you get to see some stop motion here. Yeah, it'll be cool.
Whoa. Okay. So I'm seeing I'm seeing the whole planet rotate.
Yep. But as it gets closer,
it honestly looks like a pottery wheel. It looks like someone's fingers in clay. But like you can't see the finger part, you just see the clay part.
Yeah.
But it looks like it's just the whole strip where the spot is, that strip around the rest of the planet. Oh, no, not where the spot is, above it.
No, it's, yeah.
Around like its equator, kind of.
Around the equator. See how fast that's moving?
Much faster than the planet is moving. So that's really windy.
Yep. Yeah. And there's stuff spinning all the way around it. We're going to get another view here in just a minute.
Wow.
Where they kind of like stretch it out here. And of course, I'll link to all of these. So here, you can see the spot. You can see that equator right above it, but even below it, and you can see the spot spinning. You can see it do that anti-cyclone a little bit.
Yeah, and then there's little spots.
Yeah, there's a bunch of smaller. I mean, these are still like the size of North America or something. Yes. So they're still huge. But yeah, there's these other little storms. And actually, sometimes we've actually seen those storms, some of the smaller ones, get absorbed by the big red spot, the great red spot.
Wow.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound very pleasant to be there then.
No.
No.
Not like, really.
This kind of sounds worse than Venus.
I don't know about that. You wouldn't get crushed and burned, like melted, vaporized all at once.
Okay. It would just be really windy.
Really windy. Yeah. You're going to get blown around like crazy. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. That's definitely. Yeah.
So because, is it just wind or do you think that means that there's also thunder and, or like other things like that? Or is it just windy?
As far as I know, I haven't seen necessarily lightning and thunder per se, not in the red spot. There is lightning that can occur on Jupiter, but it tends to occur closer to the poles as opposed to the equator, or, you know, the red spot is technically in its southern hemisphere. It's south of its equator, and it is not moving as fast as everything that's on the equator, but it's still moving pretty fast. Just to put it in context for you, in the equator, the wind speeds can get to like 335 miles per hour.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. That's very fast.
Yep. That's faster than hurricane force winds.
Ooh.
Yeah. That's a pretty big deal. The other thing about Jupiter, it's ginormous, but also you saw it was rotating on its axis.
Yes.
How long does it take Earth to rotate on its axis?
One day. Yes. 24 hours.
Exactly. Jupiter rotates once on its axis in 10 hours.
So that's got to be contributing to the wind then.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And all of the swirling and the bands and all of those things, because it is whipping around super, super fast.
Wow.
And that definitely makes a difference. So all of those things, what are you thinking? Are you interested in going and visiting?
No, I don't think so. I think that it would be fun though to like release some paper airplanes and see what happens to them, or release some real airplanes and like just see. Just it would be fun to watch, but I'd rather watch like a video than like physically be present there myself.
You don't want to be the person flying the paper airplane or the real plane.
And no,
experimenting yourself.
No.
I mean, I guess I can see that. I can understand that. Yeah. Okay. And now, Cheryl, it is time for your Jupiter quiz.
I'm just going to blow away. Oh, no, I can't hear me anymore.
Nice, that nice only try,
works but for our audio medium. Otherwise, yeah. If you're watching on YouTube, I was still on the screen.
I was going to say, yeah, everyone else, including me, just sees you just leaning away from the microphone, but still basically sitting in your chair. So nice try, fine, but
I'll
no.
Take the quiz.
Okay. First question. How big is the Great Red Spot?
Bigger than Earth, mm-hmm. and 200 miles deep.
Ooh, look at you. Nice job. Mm-hmm. How long has the Great Red Spot been around?
At least 300 years. Probably yep. much longer, because if they first observe it, then it's not like it just like popped up one day.
Right. Yep.
Yeah.
And also, it was bigger then than it is now. So yeah. if it's getting smaller, it was probably, yeah. Yeah. Where are the fastest winds on Jupiter?
On the equator.
Yeah. And is that where the Great Red Spot is?
No, it is not. It is in the southern hemisphere.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Nice job. Where can you find lightning on Jupiter?
Near the poles.
There you go. And finally, I'm going to have you answer one of your own questions.
Okay.
Would you describe the Great Red Spot as a tornado? Why or why not?
Ooh. By my definition of a tornado, I think I would describe it as a tornado. I don't think I know the real definition of a tornado, but it okay. is constantly spinning mm-hmm. in kind of a circular motion, at least, even if it's not a okay. perfect circle. And it's continuing to spin in that same like circular motion.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that would be like so the things basic that are definition.
Spinning in a circular
air.
Motion.
Air that is spinning.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Otherwise it'd be so what, like a cyclone or something like that. I don't know what a cyclone, what's a hurricane? There's some with water. The water.
Oh, like a water spout?
Like water spinning is a cyclone.
Whirlpool?
Whirlpool. What's a cyclone?
A cyclone. Well, if you go back and you watch Wizard of Oz, that's what they call a tornado.
Oh, is it just a different word for it?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. And then a hurricane is a tornado, but on the water that brings in like a water storm.
No.
I don't know much about weather, Ryan.
Apparently not. Because my next follow-up question was going to be, would you say that it's more like a tornado or more like a hurricane? But oh, I don't know that you're capable of answering that question.
Well, I just feel like when I hear about hurricanes, I hear about flooding a lot.
Yes.
Yeah. So it has to do with water.
Yeah. Well, rain. Yes.
I'm just going to stick with tornado. I think it's like
great. All righty. Great. We're going to, based on your definition of a tornado, I will accept that as an answer.
How about based on
my definition of a tornado, I would say probably not. It's much more hurricane-like than tornado-like.
And why?
Because it has nothing to do with water. It has to do with the size and how long they last.
Oh.
Tornadoes can get big, but not nearly as big as a hurricane. And they don't last for very long. Hurricanes like form over the ocean, so there is water involved, but those are the ones that like would come in and like hit Florida, or they would hit Texas. Or there was almost a hurricane in LA this year in 2023
so that's why we bother to name them then, is because they're a big enough deal and they're long enough that we're actually remembering that particular storm, as opposed to a tornado that just kind of like hits and then it.
Yep. And tornadoes are much, 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 much smaller. Even really big tornadoes are still smaller than hurricanes, because hurricanes can be like hundreds of miles across.
Mm, okay. So then that matches that more.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, now I learned something about hurricanes and tornadoes too.
Bonus.
I know. I love it.
All right. Well, that's all the time that we have for this week's lesson. So why don't you pack up your stuff and get ready for my closing remarks. You can follow us on Instagram and Facebook at I Slept Through Science or on Twitter at Slept Science.
If you have dumb science questions like I do, please send them to us. You can email us at islepttheirscience@gmail.com, or you can even send us a voice memo and we'll play it on the podcast.
Please rate and review our podcast to tell other people what you think about it. Subscribe to make sure you don't miss an episode, and share about our podcast on social media.
Thank you to Beth Reed Miller for the artwork. You can check out more of Beth's artwork at Beth Is Something. Okay, great. Thanks. Bye.
The bell doesn't dismiss you. I dismiss you.